Hey, do I sound hot and thin? Or do I need to fix my game?
Always sound hot and thin, Mock.
But like from a mic standpoint, how is it today?
I feel it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really listening to you. I'm just...
So this is like any other day.
I feel like you sound okay. You guys don't think she sounds okay today?
I turned down the gain a little bit. And
you sound like such a pro right now. Such a pro, you guys.
Have to talk about pillows. I would like to know if you can get my pillows in Saudi Arabia. What I would like to know.
Can you get them in Saudi? I mean, because if you can't, you can order them and then have them, I would imagine they ship to Saudi Arabia.
I mean, I would hope so. I would hope that the person here from Saudi Arabia is going to use code CHICKS to get some pillows or maybe some moccasins. Or perhaps it's too hot in Saudi Arabia for moccasins. I don't know. Use code CHICKS, CHICKS, at mypillow.com or call 800-875-0513, which is a very special and unique and personalized number. Not everybody gets to use that number.
It's true. It's true.
Only people who use code CHICKS get to use that number. And you get discounts on all the things, you guys.
Only the sexy people. Only the sexy people out there get to use that number. You guys are the sexy people.
That's right.
You get to use that number. The CHICKS code.
CHICKS ASMR.
CHICKS.
No, don't put ASMR in that. That's not part of the code.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I mean, you could try. The person is doing sentences. I love rubbing my ball. Okay, so we have a lot of news today, you guys.
Well, and you are so newsy.
I'm so newsy. She hates it.
I'm on vacation.
She hates it when I'm newsy. We got to talk about the border really quick, okay? I don't mean to bring the room down. We got to talk about the border. Listen, the reason that we have to talk about the border is because we have a useless vice president.
Charge of it.
Right. She was tasked with this, with handling the border. This woman is useless in every way. All right. I have interns that could handle this better than she could. I'm not even kidding you. I have an 11-year-old that could handle this better than she. I have a Great Dane that could handle this better than our vice president. I'm not kidding. So she's been to a bakery, a water plant. She's like, you know, cooked all this crap at her LA home. You know, everybody knows about that. She hasn't visited the border at all. Like, she hasn't visited the border. All right. Everywhere.
Which she is in charge of.
Right. Okay.
But I mean, why would you need to go to it?
There's a headline in the Daily Mail says a bakery, a water plant in her LA home. Everywhere Kamala has flown in the 14 days since she was placed in charge of the migration crisis, but not obviously the border.
Huh.
Right. I mean, it's insane. She has yet to hold an interview or make a trip to do anything about this. She hasn't held an interview, you guys. Nothing. She's done nothing. Can you imagine if this were Mike Pence?
Well, I saw that, what's her name? Saki said, like, somebody asked about this. And apparently the way that Jen Psaki excused the fact that she hasn't been to the border was to say, well, I mean, just like everybody else, she needs to eat. That was the excuse for her being at a Chicago eatery instead of the border.
Okay. So
she was like, well, everybody needs to eat.
She can't eat. She can't eat at the border. She can't eat there. Yeah.
Rose, oh my gosh. Rose wants to know how long we think Biden will last.
Well, I mean, I think at the beginning I gave him like 6 months. So he's outlasted what I mean, he's about
at that. I mean, it's only April. It's only been four.
Almost at that point.
I mean, he's got another couple. Yeah, you're staticky. What'd you do?
I'm staticky. I haven't done anything.
Oh, okay. Now it's good.
Is that better?
Well.
How's that?
Okay, now.
Better?
Yeah.
I'll hold it. I'll hold my big black ball.
Just hold and caress it.
I'll hold it. It wants to be held, you guys.
I don't know. I feel like maybe he'll last until August.
Really? Yeah, but seeing how she's handling everything, listen, he's awful. He's the worst. I thought he's the worst of the worst of the worst. But then I look at her and I think, no, the last thing we need is her taking over.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's not like it's going to be better with her. It will be 10 times worse.
Horrific. This is horrific. So that's happening. So she's absolutely horrible. She's not doing jack squat. And then we've got AOC, who's a complete moron. So this, her solution to the border crisis is to stop upholding CBP, ICE, and the military, right? This is what she wants to do. She doesn't want customs enforcement, customs border protection facilities. She doesn't want ICE. And then she hates the military. She thinks this is a solution to everything, right? This is what she's, this is what she's saying.
So wait, so what is the solution exactly? Not any of those things that you listed, because she hates all those things.
So Ted Cruz is like, you're kind of a moron, right? Because it's
I love when they get into fights.
Right. I mean, because this is what she wrote. This is a tweet that she wrote. For all those who are brand new to this and only care about cages on a partisan basis, catch up. We've been fighting our own party on immigration for a long time. This is the result of Congress endlessly dumping money into CBP ICE cages versus humane policy. This is what she says, right? So Ted Cruz was like,
you're dumb.
For real. Yeah. And so he was like, AOC explains the real Dem position. Abolish ICE. Full open borders, which would make the Biden border crisis even worse. It would,
How
right?
does she not get this?
Yeah. And then he says, she says nothing else works. Really? Last year, we had the lowest illegal immigration in 45 years. This year, we have the highest in 20 years. This is what he says. And of course, you know, she comes back to him because she's who she is, right? And then she said, she goes, maybe Mexico shouldn't let you in the next time you try to run away from your job to sip umbrella drinks in Cancun. That's what she said. But here's the thing. You know what? If he actually tried to hop the border to Mexico illegally, they wouldn't let him in.
They would shoot him on the spot.
Right. That's how it works there, you idiot. So that's the thing. They wouldn't let him. And furthermore, who would want to hop the border there?
Well, exactly. It doesn't really work in reverse, does it?
Doesn't do it. People don't hop the border over there. People aren't clamoring to get over there. They're not clamoring to do that. They want to go there on vacation, maybe. I don't even go there on vacation anymore. Do you?
My neighbors are there right now.
Why?
Well, they just felt like, you know, it would be nice and vacation-y.
Sunny.
Yeah. And they're from what I can tell, they've only posted a couple pictures, but it looks lovely, and they're having a great time.
I'm sure a lot of people do that. Okay, one more newsy thing, and then you can say something funny, and then we'll do something newsy again. Okay.
All right.
So apparently,
you're so strict.
I know.
Whoops. Wow. Oh my God, and I have a story about that very thing.
Do you? Wapow.
Yes, I have a story about that.
Okay, I'm waiting for this to come up. It won't come up. Let me get this to come up. Basically, it's a story I saw today about how bad New York sucks, right? The quality of life is really terrible. It's the worst place ever to live, right? New York City is facing doom. It was this write-up that Michael Goodwin did in the New York Post, and he's talking about that it's just a terrible, terrible place to be. And let's face it, Democrats did it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Democrats are responsible for
it. Well, look at the mayor of New York City and look at the governor. They're absolutely useless.
Right. And they're talking about how much money that they've taken from the federal government. So they've taken, you know, just an obscene amount of money from the federal government. And if you compare New York to Florida, the numbers are pretty staggering. I wish I could find it. I don't even have it in front of me now because, of course, my phone is not working. But basically, the numbers that I pulled up today when I was looking at it, it was pretty crazy because the numbers of Florida, like the amount of people that they have in Florida, it's more, right, than the number of people in New York. And then they have, like, they're taking so much more money from a federal perspective than Florida is when it comes to everything, really, right? But from a federal perspective, like it's just crazy the amount of the difference, right? So I look at New York and I think, what are they doing wrong? Well, I mean, the thing that they're doing wrong is they have Democrats running the show,
right? And, which means super high taxes, super high business tax, super high income tax, super high everything tax,
and people are fleeing. People are just, they're scattering. And you know what they're doing? They're going to Florida. Mm. They're going to places like Florida. Maybe not like everybody's going to Florida, but I mean, so many companies are setting up shop in places like Miami and just all over. Like Florida, the Florida real estate market is crazy right now. Everybody's going to Florida. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people here that are from Florida. And some, my God, you can't find houses. Like if you have a house in Florida and you're selling it, it sells like that because everybody wants to buy houses there. So anyways, my point is that New York has become a complete crap hole because of Democrats. And what a shame that is, right? It's just like another city that is just a complete crap hole because Democrats have ruined it. Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks.
So what is, so tell me something funny that you're wanting to tell people.
Because remember how we just did the WAPOW thing?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you remember where that's from, right?
It's from Friends.
Yes. Okay. Right. So I learned the coolest thing that Google has right now on its, if you Google Ross Geller,
yeah.
Okay. If you Google Ross Geller right now, I'm going to show you what happens. Okay. Because it's TikTok. This is where I learned it. Okay. Watch.
If you're a Friends fan, you're going to want to check this out. This is hilarious. Go to Google. I'm
trying to get the
search
the
glare. Ross Geller. On Google, you'll have this little couch icon up here. Watch what happens when you click it 3 times. Oh, and yes, spoilers. Pivot!
It does it too. I tried it.
Okay, I don't think it's going to pivot anymore.
It totally does it.
It does it.
Yes. I went to Google to test it myself, and the couch is there, and you click it, and then the whole screen shifts. And
you're kidding.
No, it's so cool. And then at the end, the couch breaks in half, and that's where he says, I don't think we can pivot anymore.
Oh, it totally works. My gosh. That's.
Can you even?
This is that's me crazy. That is it. So some developer somewhere, some little nerd was like, I'm going to totally make this for people. Some Google nerd did that.
And somebody found it. Like somebody was like, I wonder what that little couch is. And somebody found it.
My
and
God.
Made a TikTok.
That is hysterical.
Isn't it?
Oh my gosh. That is the greatest thing.
Yeah.
So speaking of celebrities, I was looking today, like kind of in between work for stories to talk about, you know, and, I saw that. Sorry, guys. I have to get comfortable. This thing is heavy. But DMX is in the hospital. If you guys are DMX fans, I like some of his music. I mean, it's fine. But DMX is in the hospital because of a drug overdose. And so there's like this vigil, like this weird, crazy. I say weird and crazy because it's getting kind of crazy outside of his hospital. Apparently, like there's chaos outside of his hospital.
Like bad? Like people are acting out?
Like they say it's just kind of chaotic out there, you know? So there's like chaos and stuff. Anyways, he's got, how many kids did I say that he had? 16? 16,
I think. A lot of kids.
Let me make sure I have this right. He has 15 kids.
Good
15,
Lord.
15 kids from 9 women.
Oh my God.
And the write-up that I read today, it was, they were comparing him, I kid you not, y'all, with the Duggars. And I was like, no, you.
Oh, no.
No, you didn't.
No, that's like, not the same at all.
I was like, how is that even remotely the same? Like, it's because they're all in the same family, the Duggars, and all the kids know one another.
They're related 100%.
Right.
And it's a married mom and dad.
Right.
Having babies.
Right.
Together.
I mean, nine different women. I would venture to say that all those kids probably don't even know one another. All
at
DMX's
this point,
kids.
He was probably like, I just need to check out and be in a vegetative state. Because I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I'm exhausted and I have to pay all this child support and I'm over it. Can you...
Yeah.
Wow.
That's lot of kids,
that's
man.
That's a lot of kids and a lot of women that he's had kids with. So anyway.
It's not like there's a culture problem, though, at all. I'm sure that has nothing to do with it.
No, we don't have a culture problem in
this
country.
There's no culture problem whatsoever.
Okay, so let's see. Something else I saw today, just so you guys know, that Trump is taking up space in liberals' heads still. I mean, he's still he's still there, taking up space, right? 10 Democrats have joined the NAACP lawsuit against Trump. I forgot this was even a thing.
I did too. I had to ask you, what's the lawsuit? What's he being sued for?
For the January 6th stuff. They're suing him because they believe that he's responsible for that. Still, they're still suing. They're still doing this. This is still happening. And I'm just like, I mean, how? It's crazy. I mean, it's nuts.
It's enough already. You know what I mean? Just let the guy go live his life.
They won't.
And calm down.
They
pay attention
won't.
To dude in the White House who's completely crazy.
And
pay attention to that.
And who's completely crazy and not doing anything. He's not doing his job. He's not. I mean, if anything, you've got other people who are doing doing his bidding, right? I mean, they're telling him he's the puppet, and there are a bunch of puppeteers who are making all this stuff happen. And who, by the way, there's going to be I read today that there's going to be some sort of a gun control executive order tomorrow.
Really?
Tomorrow. There's going to be gun control, executive order. I'm not sure about what. But yeah, I don't know if he's going to do a press conference. I would have doubt he's going to do any sort of press conference.
But he's actually been taking questions. I've seen a couple little video clips of him actually taking questions.
All canned, I'm sure. And it's friendly press. So it's easy. It's easy for him. It's just like the last one that, remember we had this discussion where you were like, oh, I mean, I have high hopes that the press is going to ask him questions. Well, yeah, the press, if they ask him questions, it's all probably questions in advance. It's not like they're going to let the one news outlet that is anti-Biden in there,
right?
You know, which they're not going to let Fox in. It's not like they're going to let Peter Ducey is the one guy that's going to ask any questions at all. So, I mean, everybody's a friendly and everybody's going to be licking his butt. So it's not like there's going to be any questions asked. And if it's about guns, you think anybody in that room is going to be on the side of a 2A supporter? They're all going to be salivating over gun control stuff.
Yeah.
All of them. And especially in light of everything that's happened over the past couple weeks, they're all going to be like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. He's our hero. So we can look forward
to that.
To that craziness. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolute craziness. Yeah. Anything else going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, I do have a couple of things that caught my attention on the Twitter.
Really?
And yes, the first is that Ghislaine Maxwell, who, as you know, is in prison.
Yeah. I call her Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. It's Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
So, as you know, she is Jeff Epstein's madam. Uh-huh. And so she's currently serving, she's in prison until her actual trial, which could be even a year away still. And apparently the guards keep having to talk to her because she is so gross, you guys. She will not flush the toilets. She will not keep any kind of order in her teeny tiny cell, and the guards are completely grossed out by her. So just remember, this is a woman who, you know, has lived in mansions and gigantic, and she's had this amazing lifestyle, and now she won't freaking flush her poo.
Okay, so it reminds me of, remember Julie, it was a Julian Assange who wiped his poo on the walls?
Yes.
Is this when you when you get put in prison, remember? Julian Assange. Maybe it's something like when you get put in prison,
stop caring?
You stop caring. And you're like, you know what? I'm just going to wipe my poo on the walls. Because remember, we made fun of him for this, too. We were like, what kind of animal? Like, what kind of disgusting, filthy animal does this, right?
I don't know.
And apparently she is she was a disgusting, filthy animal before. Let's get real.
But not like hygienically. You know what I mean?
I don't know. How do we know?
That's fair.
She may have been. And then just she went to these fancy parties and got dressed up. But, I mean, let's just face it. She probably was into some sick, disgusting crap. And so
I found that absolutely hilarious.
Right.
I also found it funny because we were just talking about Katie Hill. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Katie Hill's the disgraced Congress critter that was like in the thruple.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And so I know we talked about her this week. I did not know this, but when the whole thruple thing broke, when that story broke, I did not know that it was the Daily Mail who broke it.
Yeah.
And she sued them. And so she just now, the news is that she lost the lawsuit because the court decided, well, the story about you being in a throuple while you were in Congress, like brushing your staff's hair in the nude in your office, is of public concern. So they said it is covered under the First Amendment, and she lost. And
oh, I find that hilarious. It is hilarious.
Isn't it great?
And now she's like, you know, not flushing in jail.
What is, well, Katie Hill is not going to jail.
Well, that's
she's,
true.
But she, yeah. I mean, she's definitely had to spend a lot of money on lawyers and to no avail, because now she lost.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to know about your trouble.
She's a disgusting, like, gross one, too. You know,
she's absolutely gross. Vile.
Yeah,
vile.
She's gross. And then but listen, she's losing sleep over Matt Gaetz.
She is. She's very depressed about it. She won't even leave the house.
She can't leave the house, you guys.
She can't bear it.
I bet that she's a no flusher too.
Why do the Democrats want open borders, even though it damages national security and the people coming into the United States are brutalized by the drug cartels along the way? I'm Sarah Carter. We discuss that in the latest moving of the COVID-19 goalposts on the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, there's another thing that made me mad on Twitter, and I saw that United Airlines is tweeting out the fact that over the next 10 years, they plan to hire 5,000 pilots, which
Wait,
I guess
Delta?
Is about normal.
You said Delta?
United.
United. How many?
5,000, which That's is normal.
That's a lot.
I don't know if it's any more than normal. I think that's about what they hire every 10 years because they probably have some turnover or whatever. But they're now making it a big case that they are going to make 50% of that 5,000 number. So 2,500 of those will be either women or people of color. And that is that. Like, it doesn't... Qualifications be damned, right? They've got to meet their woke quota. And so they are promising right now that 50% of the pilots are going to be women or people of color. And I cannot stand how mad that makes me. Like, it just is so dumb that that is what they're focusing on.
Yeah.
Do you care? Do you ever even notice?
I don't even see that. You don't see the pilot. Like, every once in a while, you'll hear them. Like, they may.
Yeah.
And you can't even really. And she's like. You have
Look
no
out
idea.
The window,
yeah, you're like
cool stuff out.
That's what you hear, and you have no idea. And you're like, I hope that I don't die on this plane.
That's
you know?
Exactly right. That's what you want, the most qualified people.
Right.
You don't care what color or gender they are.
Well, we don't care, but liberals care, Mock. They care so hard.
About the pilots?
Yeah, they do. This is the thing. So you know what we should do?
Oh my
God. We should have a conservative airline and a liberal airline. Where I just
I love that idea.
This is what we should do because I don't give a shit what color you are or what
or
your gender is. I don't
just
care.
Just fly the freaking plane.
Just make sure that I am alive by the time I get there.
I just want a good pilot.
I just want to make it there.
I want Sully. I know Sully's a liberal. I don't care.
Is he?
Sully,
is he a liberal?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sully is a good pilot. That is all I care about.
Right. Here's the thing. Sully is a liberal. I wonder what he thinks about this.
Well, that's a great question.
Liberals have got to be looking at stuff like this and they have to be thinking, this is really dumb. Like older liberals. Younger liberals, I mean, they're probably all like, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm so going to fly just because she's a brown woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fly with her. It's kind of like this. I mean, this seriously, you see all these young people who are like, we hated Kamala when she ran for president the first time, but then they told us that we had to like her because she's a brown woman, and now I love her. She's a great example.
Right.
She's the best example for my daughter, the best example, even though I hated her the first time.
Right.
But now she's the best example for my daughter, the best one. So you know that, like, the young people are all going to be like, oh, I'd fly on that airline. I totally would. But I mean, the older liberals, I think that they may actually be like, this is kind of dumb.
I'm actually hoping that Bill Maher talks about this.
Right.
Because I would be really, you know, every now and then he can be really reasonable because
totally.
He's a classic liberal and right. like a today liberal.
There,
yeah. So I would like to hear him talk about this.
But see,
on
that's the thing. Those classic liberals are going to die off, man. They're all, they're getting older. And then we just have dumb people.
So many dumb people.
Right? They're all just like going to be dumb and woke. And woke, woke is dumb.
It is super dumb.
So dumb.
I thought that we should, because it's been a long time since we should remind people about our insiders group.
Yes.
Which is on Facebook. If you do a search on Facebook of Chicks on the Right Insiders, it's a very exclusive private group on Facebook. It's subscription only, which means it is a troll-free zone. And there is exclusivity because the community there is filled with the most amazing people ever. Not taking anything away from our tailgaters, who are also completely awesome. But this is a place on Facebook. If you would like to join, you are more than welcome. We welcome people to that group, and they're amazing people. And they do like book club Zoom calls.
Yeah.
They do regular Zoom meetings with each other. It's amazing.
And seriously, we need to do this weekend. Maybe, I don't know, this weekend you're coming back from vacation, so you won't be able to do it this weekend. Next weekend, I'm in my new apartment.
Maybe
like Sunday night we can do something for the insiders.
Because, I bet we could. I bet we could.
And I could show them my new apartment, which will probably be like two rooms. So I'll be able to be like, here's one room and here's another room.
But it's a 6-week apartment, so that's not
right.
Bad.
No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be able to bond with my daughter for 6 weeks. It's going
to
be great.
I also wanted to remind people that we have a store that you can get to at the top of chicksontheright.com, and there's like a store. I think it says store. Doesn't it say store?
It says store.
And there's cute things, because I saw somebody comment the other day, I want a Chicks on the Right shirt. And I was like, well,
we have those.
You can have that.
We do. We have those.
So you can do that by going to that store.
Yeah.
And then also I wanted to confess to everybody that I am absolutely crazy about the new Justin Bieber song, Peaches. Have you heard it?
No. I like this. I like the song.
I
thought his song Holy was pretty good.
Oh, that's really good. But that's old news.
Song.
Where
I
have
know.
You been? That slaps. That slaps from forever ago.
Oh, my God. She's like, tell her to stop, you guys. Tell her to stop.
Can I play you
she's
a little
gonna
Peaches?
Start. She's going to start saying on fleek.
No, that's old.
Oh, my God.
That's old.
Oh, God.
We sound old if we say that. Let me just play you a little Peaches.
You already sound old.
Oh, I know, but you have to hear a little of Peaches so you can enjoy the slow groove. You know what? I'm not going to play
groove.
It because then we'll get hit with a copyright claim.
Right,
so,
I was going to say.
You know what? Never mind about Peaches. Go look it up, you guys. It's a really super, super good song.
Is it like, when he says Peaches, is there a euphemism there? Is that?
Probably a little bit, but he does say that he gets his Peaches down in Georgia, and you do get Peaches in Georgia.
Okay,
so
you
maybe
do.
It's not
you
really euphemism.
I mean, I'm from Georgia.
Yeah, and so you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is named Peaches in Georgia.
Everything.
So,
everything
I mean,
is a peach tree. Everything. That's right. Why I was always constantly lost. I was like, God, everything is a Peachtree Street. Can we name something different here?
Yeah,
so
and if it's
confusing.
Not street, it's like Peachtree Avenue, Peachtree,
right.
You know,
Lane,
whatever. Lane.
Peachtree Drive.
Boulevard.
Peachtree Road.
It's all like of them.
Enough already. Enough. Like, name it Dogwood or something. Come on. Yeah.
Also, I have two TikToks to close us out for the day.
Okay, of course. Of course.
Okay, one of them is a dude making his cat sing Lady Gaga.
So, oh, my God.
That was
really good. Listen, for all you people that don't want to listen to Justin Bieber, there's always Zeppelin, okay? Just take my recommendation. Go listen to Kashmir by Zeppelin. That's also
That's
also on
new.
YouTube, okay?
It's new and really good. I think you're going to like it.
It's fine, but you don't have to listen to her suggestion. You listen to my suggestion, which is always the gold and true Kashmir by Zeppelin. Move along.
Okay, but that's old.
Doesn't
and this
matter.
Is new.
Doesn't matter. It's actual music.
I'm just telling you, I think you're going to like it.
It's fine.
And then you're going to have to come groveling back to me to say, okay, Mock, I like it.
Let me tell you something. It is a sure bet that I will never grovel about Justin Bieber. I assure you. Anyways.
I just really feel like you're going to like it. Okay, here's another guy. Now, first of all, let me preface this by saying a lot of people on TikTok, a lot of videos that you see on TikTok are people who start like a weight loss journey. We've talked about the journeys.
Everything
right?
is a journey.
Everything is a journey.
I had a journey down the stairs today to come here. It's a journey. It's always a journey, you guys.
But the weight loss journeys are really actually very inspiring a lot of the time. So people will say, a year ago today, I was doing this and this and this, and now look at me. And then they'll show their transformation. It's always amazing.
Right.
So this is kind of in that vein. So are you ready for this amazing transformation?
I can't wait to see the journey.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a picture of me exactly 1 year ago. I was eating bad food. Drinking liquor every day and doing a lot of drugs. Okay. This is me a year later, and I still do all that shit. This is just when I did it before. This is a
picture. My favorite journey of all time.
Oh my gosh, the best.
Favorite journey
He's
ever.
Like, I still do all that shit.
But this was just when I did it before.
Before. Since what I looked like a year ago. I look exactly the same. I'm still fat.
I look
fat.
The same now, and I drink all the drugs still. And I still eat all bad stuff, but I just wanted you to know.
Still eating pizza, you guys. Still eating pizza. It's really good.
That was my favorite TikTok today. Oh, my God.
That's the best journey I've seen in a long time. So right? sick of the journeys. Gosh.
Such a great journey that
it
one
It really is a great journey. I bet it felt good, like, the whole way during that journey, too. It was really good.
Oh my God. Anyways, that's all I have for you.
It's really good. Okay. So you guys, peaches
from Justin Bieber
or Cashmere.
God, I wish I could play it for you. You know what? We're probably going to get hit with a copyright claim for the Lady Gaga thing. I'm going to have to edit that out.
Nah, it's going to be fine.
I don't know, man. YouTube gets so bajiggity.
They do. They get really weird about that.
And then they make you mute it. So like people who are watching now obviously saw it, but people who watch later, that TikTok might be muted,
you know,
and they will not get the benefit of the cat going, wah, 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 wah.
That's so good. You know who wouldn't sue us is Robert Plant.
No, he probably wouldn't.
I don't think he'd sue us. Mainly because he's what, like 104?
Right. He has no idea what's happening to him at any given time.
And no idea who we are. He wouldn't care. In fact, he'd probably be delighted that we're talking about his music. We should get him on our show.
Okay. You work on that.
You know who else we should get on our show? Somebody mentioned Ted Nugent. And you know what? He lives in Waco.
Oh my gosh. So you can have him like in person.
I want to get him and or his wife, Shemaine, on our show. We need to get one of them on our show because freaking Nugent, man. It's the Nuge.
The Nuge.
We need to get the Nuge on our show. Right, guys? You guys, contact Ted Nuge.
Oh my God. I forgot to tell you the funniest thing about the whole Rand Paul thing. Because you guys, we're going to interview at some point Rand Paul and his wife, Kelly. And they've been very nice about, or their person has been very nice about contacting us. So here's the latest message. So I don't
need to make stop contact. Did he say stop contacting me, you psycho?
No. So Kelly Paul is great. And she follows us on Twitter. She retweets us all the time. She's awesome.
Yeah.
And so she was my connector, right? Like she was my connector and she hooked us up with the girl that does all the scheduling.
Yeah.
And that girl has also been very, very nice. But what happened was I told her when we record, and that was like a month ago. And she was like, okay, great. I'll find a Tuesday. So like 3 or 4 weeks go by and I write her back and I said, hey, you know, just bringing this to the top of your emails.
Yeah.
Just wanted to remind you we'd still really love to talk to them. Uh-huh. And she said, the email back said, thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Yes. And that was it. Thank you so much for bringing this to the top. And I was like, okay, you're welcome. Okay, when?
But when are we doing it? Like we need some more.
So I wrote her back and I was like, okay, You're welcome. And
okay, you know, so good. You wrote her back. You wrote her back. Yeah. So you need to say, okay, so what does that mean? Because right, I need more than a yes. Hi. Right.
Like, yeah. So is there a date? So no, I haven't heard back after that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because that's okay. All right.
So I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah. Because eventually at some point it's going to be like, is she just like blowing us off and just going joink, joink with us? Because that's not okay.
I mean, I'm not harassing at all. I mean, I let like 4 weeks go by before right, I was like, right.
Yeah.
So it was just funny that her answer was like, oh my gosh, totally. Yes, we have to do that. And yeah. Then nothing.
But I'm not kidding about the nudge, you guys. I want the nudge to like totally, because he's on, oh, Ted Nugent. Oh, you think the chicks and Ted Nugent should be on Newsmax. Listen, I just want him on our show. Because then we could talk about all the things.
Oh, we could talk about all the things.
Because he's like, he's just a cool guy. I'd love to have him on our show. We could talk about all everything and like yeah. Be like no holds barred. It'd be great. So anyways, if anybody knows Nuge, let me know. I'd love to talk to the Nuge and like go to his ranch in Waco. We could like, you know, hang out. It'd be great.
Yeah. Maybe you should be BFFs with him and like, and then you could do our show from his house.
Oh my God. That'd be great. We could go shoot crap. It would be awesome.
And you could shoot the things. Yeah.
It'd be so great. Yeah. All right, you guys. I think we have to bring it in because Mock's got to go.
We got to bring it in. I got
to
go eat.
Mock's got to go to dinner again.
Got to go eat.
Bring it in, you guys.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I look so red. I am not this red. I know this because Ron, my husband, said, why are your videos so red? I don't know. But I am not actually as burnt as I appear.
And you know what? I'm not this white.
So I'm somewhere really is a happy medium of complexion yeah. tones for us.
Right.
And it's not this. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. So, you know, if you met us in person, we're completely different colors, you guys.
Right. I am not actually a person of color. So as much as my appearance.
Not actually this much of a person of pallor.
Right.
So there's that. All right, you guys, have a great night. And we'll probably talk to you
Friday. So tomorrow is probably not going to work. But Friday, we're driving to maybe Knoxville-ish.
Look at somewhere. That. Go Vols.
I think we'll go around that place. And then once I get settled in, I think I'll know in the afternoon like where we're going to stop and okay. What time will work. Okay. So we'll do one on Friday night, but not tomorrow.
Okay. All
tomorrow right. Tomorrow there's too much running.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys on Friday then.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is a nightmare, and the Democrats keep lying about voter integrity legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a good time doing it. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.